Yes, Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm so excited. Today is Wednesday. Oh my God, it's January the 30th, you guys. Can you believe it is the end of the first month of the new year? This is crazy. God, where are we going? What is happening? Where are we running to? I read a scripture in Mark. I think the book of Mark, chapter 11 or 12, where it talks about the shortening of days, but I don't know. Only God knows what's going on, but whatever it is, he wants us to hurry up and get through it because he's in control of everything and all things. And I'm just so excited about him protecting us that way. But the time is going by so fast, you guys. We have really, really, really got to do some inventory. That's what I want to talk about in ministerial moment. Inventory, checking oneself. And I'm going to give you a few tools that you can do that. And, you know, it's not going to be that painful. I mean, doing inventory on yourself is not like pulling a tooth, but sometimes it might feel like a surgery, but who knows? How many of you know that with any surgery, you get, you know, some kind of medicine or anesthesia to numb the pain? That's what God is going to do if you just let him do what he got to do. So we'll talk about that in a ministerial minute. Let's just go right on into the show. Today is awesome. We got Judah Band. Woo, that is my favorite group. Judah Band is going to be joining us. We got comedian Gina G, my co-host. And also we got Estelle Monroe Grant. She's going to be giving us poetry. Minister Estelle Monroe Grant is going to be giving us that poetry in a half an hour. And also we got a special author that is going to be joining us. I'm super excited about her coming on and talking about her book. And she's a part of the Believers No Judgment Zone. She was chosen to actually talk about her book because I wanted to get people on the show to talk about their passions or whatever it is they have going on. And she was one of the authors that was chosen to do that. And so I'm super excited about that. Author Erica Poulin is going to be joining us and she's going to be talking about her book. And I'm so glad to introduce her to you guys. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and go because, of course, you know, the hour goes by so fast. I'm telling you, it just goes by so fast. So let's get started with weather. Today in DC, it is cold as heck. let me tell you. I'm not going to say too much because I know other people are struggling with the cold even more than we are. We woke up to frigid temperatures in the low 20s. Right now, we are at sunny degrees, 34 degrees right now. We are expected snow flurries, about 40% chance of that this afternoon. We're going back down into the single digits. Will be a low 9 degrees at 6 a.m. when I get up in the morning. I'm not looking forward to that. But again, I am not going to complain. At 10 a.m., it's going to be around 15 degrees. And then by Thursday afternoon, around 25 degrees is going to be our temperature here in the DMV. Okay, Detroit, you know I'm from there. I know what it's like, but I have never seen the cold so bad. You guys right now are 5 below a negative 5 degrees right now, partly cloudy. And you're going to, this evening, you're going to go a little bit higher. Well, yeah, it's going to be below 10, 11 below, 12 below, 13 below zero. And tomorrow you're going to have just a whopping 2 degrees. Oh my God, bless y'all's heart. Oh, I just feel so bad, but I love you guys in Detroit, my hometown. Okay, let's warm it up just a little bit. We got 40 degrees in London, mostly sunny right now. This is your high. You got flurries coming. Your low today is going to be at a 28 degrees. You're going to be waking up to that tomorrow morning. Also, we have Atlanta, Georgia. You're 34 degrees because that's cool for you guys, too. Your high today is going to be 42 degrees. You'll be waking up to about 24 degrees in the a.m. Also, we have, let's see, Miami. Well, you have 66 degrees, cloudy right now. Your high is going to be 70. You got showers coming in tomorrow, in the AM, actually, all the way through around 10 a.m. You'll have showers, and then you're expected to have showers pretty much all day tomorrow. South Australia, you are 75 degrees right now. You are clear. Look at the stars. Beautiful. But you're expecting winds, high winds tomorrow. Your low is, well, when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be around 67 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 92 with gust of winds. Kenya, you are partly cloudy, 96 degrees. And you are partly cloudy, and your high is 96 degrees. And tomorrow you're going to be a high of 99 degrees. All right. Well, listen, I am so excited about today's show, but let me give you a ministerial moment that is brought to you by this commercial, which is John Eckhart's book. Have you prayed desperate prayers to God, but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Best-selling author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate in his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times. Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that results in breakthrough. Through Bible teachings and practical application, you can preserve and persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or the situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online where fine books are sold. Okay, so let me just get on into ministerial minute. So doing self-inventory can be very challenging for a lot of us because it's a painful process. I know. I'll be 50 in a couple of weeks, and it has been a process after process. Some of us wanted to be gutted out and gone. I used to always joke and say, if I could just do the surgery and take it out myself, I would. But there's no lesson in a process. God has us go through layers of a process, in some instances, because there's so much more depth to the story and how it turns out. So many more people that we can minister to, so many arenas that we can go in. So some things take a lot longer. And I want to deal with whatever your thing is. Let's talk about what your thing is. Whatever that thing is that's holding you back from persevering, whatever that thing is that's holding you back from going into new levels or going into new arenas or reaping benefits and new opportunities and having new relationships. And some of you want children and some of you want marriage. Well, it might be a thing that's holding you between that thing, that desire, and what God has predestined. That thing could be the thing that God wants you to humble yourself before Him and allow Him to remove it. And however long it takes, your answer should be yes and amen. It is very challenging. But the tools that I use is that no matter how long it takes, never give up. Always go to the Father. I get up, I'm an early riser anyway, so I seek Him first thing in the morning. Anything the enemy tried to do to me throughout the witching hour, which is what it's called, from midnight on, those night hours, any of those things, I get up and counteract those things every morning before I leave out the door. It's very, very important, because I have noticed that when sometimes when I wake up, I'm waking up fighting through thoughts or fighting through emotions, and I'm like, wait a minute, what happened throughout the night? And so I get up and I go ahead and battle those things through prayer. And how you battle them is not me, because it's not by might nor by power, it's by God. My spirit is that I literally surrender to the Father and let Him fight for me. And so when I do, and that's a humbling position. A lot of people feel like it's them, they're warriors. Yeah, but you're a warrior through Christ. You are a warrior through your Father. He calls you a warrior. He sets you up in position to be a warrior. But it was the anointing that David received to take out Goliath. It definitely was not that rock. It definitely wasn't his little self compared to this giant. It was an anointing. It was God's favor. It was God's grace. It was God's plan. And so for that, I love how David didn't put on the armor that everybody else used. He depended solely on the Father to do it. And God gave him the strategy to take out this big, humongous giant. Well, that's what we have to do. We have to humble ourselves to act, know that we don't know nothing. Come on, good people. We do not know everything. We don't know nothing, really. I mean, the only things we know is what he reveals to us and what he shows us. So, I would say that even in those times where you are struggling with what is going on with me, why am I still stagnant? Why is things laying dormant? Why am I still thinking this way, feeling this way, reacting this way? It could be your thing. So allow God to reveal the thing to you and humbly accept it. Like saying, okay, Lord, I see what you're saying. Don't deny it. Don't be in denial. Don't reject it. Stand in your truth so you can get the healing that you so deserve. God has called us to be free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So once you surrender, you continue to go before him every day. Every day, I kept going to him, crying out to him. I don't know what this is. I'm trying really hard. Can you help me? Not just every day, but what he so loves is that every day our grace and our mercy is renewed every single day. So every day we grow more and more in mercy and grace, and through that mercy and grace we grow stronger and stronger, and then we get to see things the way he sees them. He starts removing the scales from our eyes, and we start seeing clearly, and the healing is beginning, and the wholeness, our souls are beginning to heal. And every day I would go to him, and every day I knew that he was doing something. And so every day I kept hopeful. That's another tool. Remain hopeful. Do not give in to the temptation of hopelessness, of not being feeling worthy. He loves you. He created you in his image. So he wants everything that you want, but even more so. And so with that being said, humility and remaining hopeful, okay, and operating in faith. And also when he gives you the things that are the things that are hindering you, bind them, cast them out. In the name of Yeshua, and stand on that thing, remain in that thing, recognize it when it comes to tempt you, because the devil's going to always do his job to kill, steal, and destroy. So that's all I really wanted to tell you about that. In your humility, allow God to completely heal you, deliver you, and make you whole, and remain hopeful. And when you get that glimpse of sunshine and that glimpse of breakthrough, remain there so you can completely break out with over. Overcoming it all. Okay. All right. This has been Ministerial Minute. All right. Well, without further ado, it's for my good. Yes. Judah Band is coming up next, but we have got to hear it's for my good. Right after this song is played, we'll be interviewing Judah Band. We'll be right back.
Things work together for my good, and I know that all things work together for my good. Help me say,
and I know
hey.
That all things work together for my
it's
good.
Working out for my
and I
good.
Know that all things work together for my good.
And it's working
good.
Out for your
and I know
good.
I love this song so much. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Randy Weston from Judah Band. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. First of all, let me brag on you for a second to our over a million listeners here at Hard Knock. Listen, man, ever since day one, I was in love with this song. The energy, I didn't know what y'all looked at like. I didn't have a clue, but I just fell in love with the colorful creativeness of this song that everybody has said he works it out for our good, but then look how you put it together. I fell in love with it. And then when I saw you at the Stellar Awards, I was like, oh my God, they are everything I could imagine. You all match your sound so well, and I just fell in love with you.
Thank you so much. That's humbling. Awesome to hear.
I just had to tell you. And I saw you. I loved how y'all were dressed. I mean, you. Oh, my God. As a matter of fact, I think we were sitting near each other. And I had every intentions on coming to you and saying something. But then I'm in the back with the interviewing other people. And then you guys were sitting there. Then you came out. Everybody was doing so much. It was so busy. And I just was like, dang, I ain't get a chance to actually talk to them. And I really wanted to talk to y'all the most. I'm telling you.
Well, here we are now.
How did Judah Band come about? For those that don't know, Judah is means praise. It's the tribe, yeah. Judah. Also, the fourth child of who is that? Rebecca? Which one is that? Anyway, I'll get that. But anyway, how did y'all come up with the band's name?
Well, I put us together, but we were never supposed to be like a recording artist or anything like that. It was supposed to just be, I got some of my friends, musicians and singers together, and I wrote some music. We were just going to do one concert of original material, and that was supposed to be the extent of it. Well, after that, we did the concert, and then people were asking us to come sing at the church. And after that, people started asking, well, how can we get this music? Mind you, we only did original music because that was the intent of it, just to, you know, display and minister some original music, and that was it. But it kind of went from there, and God had other plans, and you know, we're just yielding to whatever he wants to do, and that's where we are now. You know, we're just a result of God's goodness and grace, and you know, yielding to his plan. And everything that's happening and that has happened for us, we didn't sign up for, but God has been good enough to us to just give it to us anyway.
Yes. And you know, that's really how it goes when you step out there. That's what he does. And before you know it, it's just all these different things that are added on. I saw that you guys, first of all, are internet sensation as far as YouTube and your social media. It's just blown up. And then you got a shoe. I saw somebody, the Converse, or somebody made a shoe for y'all. Who was that? Vans.
Vans, yeah.
How does that happen?
we're just doing everything we can. We just, God is just helping us. That's all I can say.
God, oh my God.
I can't give you a formula.
Well, Judah is the fourth son out of the 12 sons of Jacob and Leah. I couldn't even get that out. But the word Judah means praise. So let me ask you something, Randy. Tell everybody, just like from even before you got the band came together, what was the whole idea about ministry for you? Was it always in singing, writing? How did you get started in this?
Well, I was just a musician. You know, I played different instruments in church, out of church, and you know, classically trained saxophonist. So I mean, my roots are in music in itself, and I knew that I'd be playing and being something in music ministry. Had no ambitions of being a lead singer or any of this, or being an artist. I wasn't ambitious about that. I was fine just playing for the artist, and I played for a lot of different artists. But God was just, I just watched him, how he has transitioned us. You know, I have no desire. A lot of the things that God has done, I didn't have any desires for, but couldn't see my life without it. You know, and then know that it goes to, you know, scripture saying, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. So he thinks things in you that you don't think in yourself. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm a result of God's thoughts. You know, I'm God's thoughts. He was thinking something more of me than I thought of myself.
Come on now.
And so, yeah, it's marvelous.
It is so awesome to hear that because, you know, and then I'm imagining because you were consistent in what you had and you were faithful with that and consistent in it, then you were able, things were just added on and added on and added on. And I tell listeners and people that I minister to all the time, consistency is so important because, you know, eventually God has someone's eyes on you and it'll be something that they have that they want to increase you in with whatever God has because that's what he's ordained. So every step you take, that word is so true. Your steps are ordered by him and everything has been predestined. So it's just, even though you couldn't see it, he knew what was going to happen. And I'm just excited about everything. I don't even know. So what advice would you give the listeners that may be having a challenge with that? Because when did you realize that God was, I mean, when was that? Have you had an experience with God before like this? Or is this your very first time, him just adding and adding and adding and adding on to you just like this rapidly?
Yeah, I think that he has added as I could digest.
Okay.
You know, and that's a preparation. It's a preparation. A lot of us pray for things and we're asking God for things that if he were to give it to us, we'd ruin it because we're not ready for it. Even the good things, you know, we talk about he knows how much we can bear. That's not always bad. That's good things. There's some good things that God has for us. But if God had done some of the things that he's done for me in the past couple of years, when I wanted him to do it or when I thought he should have done it, I would have ruined him because mm-hmm. I was not ready for those blessings. So about with cancer that I had and that God brought me out of, delivered and healed me from,
It really was
a stepping stone to the season that I'm in right now. God had to recalibrate me. He had to refocus me. He had to take me back to ground zero. And within that, he had to show me who I was. And, you know, a lot of times we think that we're one thing, we think one way. But when God slows you down, sits you down, and you have to face that face in the mirror, that man in the mirror, then you see, wow. You know, when I was down, God spoke some things to me. I was down for 8 weeks recovering from cancer and surgery. And, you know, a young man, something that I never thought would happen to me. And while I was down, I thought the worst part would be what was happening to me physically. But what was really the worst part was me having to face who I was on the inside.
Come on, that was my ministerial moment. Holy Spirit. Come on. I'm sorry, Randy. I just wanted to just that exactly the ministerial moment was about that very topic. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, I mean, because there was a lot of things, you know, and sometimes it's not you didn't create the person and your intentions didn't become that. You just there were some things that just happened that shifted you into different things. And so God showed me something that was really, really a milestone in my life and ministry. And I said, well, God, how am I sick? You know, why did you let this happen to me? You know, I've been singing in your name. I've been prophesying, playing in your name. I've been going around all in your name. He said, yes, you've been doing it in my name, but you have not been doing it for my glory.
Come on.
And it was heartbreaking because I did not realize that I had made my own ambitions and my own creativity and my own just as important as God just flat out getting glory. And he said that when you can get my glory back on your mind, then I'll do the rest of this stuff for you. You know, and I saw God do once he recalibrated me, and it's a daily calibration. And I was talking to Todd Delaney about it yesterday. It's a daily recalibration in keeping your mind and motive out of the way of God's glory. You know, and so for those, I would say those who are waiting for God to do something and you're wanting to see God's manifestation, it's more important that you see you so that when a manifestation comes, you don't ruin what God is trying to do. You know, and it just being patient to God's time. You know, and when I look back, I'm like, oh, God, I'm glad you didn't do it. I wanted you to do it, but I'm so glad you didn't do it when I wanted you to. Because I wasn't.
Wow. That is so powerful what you just said. I mean, it's just so powerful. I just really believe that that's the season that we're in, actually, is that, you know, we be bold enough to go before him and receive the truth, the real truth about our character and allow him to perfect it and remove and to groom and all of that stuff, because really a lot of people run away from that truth. They don't want to deal with it. I mean, they don't want to deal with it with themselves, let alone go before God, and they cringe if he says anything that they've done, you know, done wrong, or that not done wrong, but just stuff that they don't even know. It's just character. It's just your character. Some things are generational. Some things are habits that we picked up. It could be that we gravitated to the world system and we don't realize it. It could be religion. It could be, you know, any old thing, anything that will create this image that does not bring God's glory, even though we're saying things and doing things and working and laboring. As a layman or a leader in ministry, there's still things that he wants to deal with. And that's just what I encourage people. I'm so thankful that he healed you from cancer. And what can you tell someone that may be struggling with some sickness right now and they may have lost hope, want to give up? Can you speak life into them? Because you've had so many amazing things happen from that situation.
Absolutely. You know, a lot for me was what God was using the sickness to speak. It wasn't the sickness it was a tool that God needed to use to get the glory out of my life. And so a lot of people are sick, and I'm thinking I've got some people who are dealing with chronic illnesses, you know, in my spirit right now. And those people, you're dealing with chronic illnesses, and you despise the wilderness and you despise how it feels. And I know the body doesn't like what it's going through. And I know the mind doesn't want to deal with it. And I know, but I would encourage you to, in your weakness, let God stand up strong. A lot of times we make our sicknesses, our wilderness, we make them God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to let God be exalted bigger than what you feel, and it's easier said than done. I know it doesn't feel good. I know it doesn't look good, but I do know that God is working it out for your good. Even in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through, whatever your body is telling you, watch God's show. I give God a chance to be God.
Yes.
On today.
Yes, and I love that. Absolutely. And we just send prayers out for you guys that you would get supernatural strength to just allow God to do just that, that you would surrender all, that you would lean out onto your own understanding, but you would acknowledge him in everything that you're going through right now, and he will direct your path. He will heal you. He will raise you up. He will strengthen you. He will condition you. He will perfect your body and make you whole. And we just thank God that he's doing exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. Even right now, while you are in the midst of the wilderness, he is your light, he is your guide, and he is your protector. In Jesus' name, we just love you, Lord. Amen. Oh, my goodness. So you're up for the Stellar Awards. How many now? 25, 50, 100?
I received it. 3 this year. And we're grateful.
That is a lot. That is such a blessing. I mean, just all of it is just such a blessing. I've watched you guys, and I'm going to continue to have my eyes on you. What do you have coming up? I know in March is the Stellar Awards. What else is there in store? Where can they look to find you?
Yeah, we have so many exciting things that are going on. We're launching the Hush campaign, the 2019 Hush campaign. So we're very, very excited about that. And we'll be given more information about that. But, you know, always keeping abreast with us on social media, Instagram, Judah_band, or on our Facebook, Judah Band Music, or our website, you know, and that's where you can find how to book us. And also with our glam shop, and we have products that we wear that we also sell on our website. So judahband.com. So we're just excited, man. It's just January, and God is already blowing my mind.
I know. I've been watching y'all. What is the age group, the ages of you guys? What does it range from? Because you guys are young. What is the age?
Young to a little older.
Okay. Well, all I know is the energy is amazing. That's all I know. Y'all make me, I can't even catch my breath, and I work out all the time. And I'm watching y'all on stage like, oh, my God. They singing and all over the place. I just love you guys, Judah Band. I love you guys. Tell everybody that we said hi at Dr. Gina's radio chat. Randy Weston, you are amazing. I just look forward to so many more things that God is doing in your life. We got my co-host, Gina G. She's been waiting patiently for this interview. Gina G, are they the bomb or not?
What? TheBomb.com. Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. That Vans contract, that is the best thing y'all can do because y'all got style. Okay, let me just let all y'all to look good. That's impressive. So Vans knew exactly what they were doing when they blessed you guys with that. I am so excited for you guys. Thank I'm looking you. Forward to just more and more.
Thank you
yes.
so much.
He's amazing. So now you're a family to us at Dr. Gina's radio chat. You can come on and talk about anything that you got going on. If you want to just share some inspiration, you are more than welcome because it is a special godly love connection thing right here. I want to see y'all perform somewhere else. Me and Gina G just going to show up and we're going to be like, hey, what's going on, fam?
Let's do it. Make sure y'all let me know.
Yeah,
what's the band on?
Put them on.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Randy. We appreciate you. Love you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us. We thank you so much for your support and your love. You don't have to be kind, but we thank you that you are kind to us, and we appreciate it.
Y'all are just the dopest ever. I just love y'all. Okay. All right, Randy. Y'all have me tearing up over here for that. I just love y'all so much. Just back.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
All right, bye.
You too.
Okay. Gina G. Okay, so listen, you got the trending tea. Let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back so Gina G can give us this trending tea because it is so much going on.
Oh,
help us, Father. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G, what's the trending tea?
Oh, I just love her. She got it right the first time. Okay.
She did.
I mean, it is so much going on, Gina. Okay, but first, okay, I'm going to start with how cold it is this morning, okay? Let me just get all of the cold chills out the air. Breaking news, breaking low temperatures everywhere, do you guys, on this East Coast. Chicago will be colder than Antarctica this week. Do you understand me? Antarctica, where it is icicles, ice castles, igloos. It is going to be colder than that in Chicago this week. So please be careful, people. Please bundle up. Stay warm. If you don't have to go anywhere, do not go because I'm telling you, it is freezing. Speaking about Chicago, oh my goodness. Jesse, I hope I'm saying his last name right, Shumlet, which is the Empire actor on the show. I'm sorry, Empire is a TV show with Taraji, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, he plays a gay character on the show. He's also gay in real life, and he's black. That is his crime because he got mugged, beat, poured with bleach, and a nuisance tied around his neck in Chicago on Monday night. I mean, it is like the most hateful hate crime, homophobic crime that has happened. I mean, come on, we just started this year off. This is ridiculous. He was out at Subway. He just flew into Chicago. He went to Subway to grab him something to eat, and two white men, ski mask, they poured bleach on him. They beat him up. They, you know, they called him gay. They called him Negro. They did, you know, they just tortured this man. And before they let him go, they tied a noose around his neck. And it's just horrible, Gina. I mean, that we, this as a society, you know, and everybody's blaming it on, you know, Make America Great Again and Trump, you know, but I'm done blaming everybody. It's you, you know, change starts with you. So I need folks to check their household, check their kids, their neighbors, their kids, friends, and let them know that this behavior is so uncalled for. I mean, and it just also lets you know that it doesn't matter if you are a regular person walking down the street or a Hollywood celebrity, because that's what this guy is. That's what Jesse is. And he, you know, just suffered this tremendous hate crime. So our prayers
It is horrible.
It is horrible that he, you know, fast healing and for strength and for his family and friends. And, you know, if you go on Instagram, you can see all of the love that all the other celebrities poured out for him. But it's just a shame. We lost a good one. We lost James Egram last night, you guys, 66 years old. We lost him to brain cancer. If you don't know James Egram, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you was a 90s baby, but the song that I love the most was, you know, Just One. Can we find a way to make it right? I mean, that was just like, as a kid, I just remember those albums playing. He's done so much with Quincy Jones, but we want to say rest in peace to James Egram, 66 years old. Taraji P. Henson, she got her Hollywood star, who is also a star on the show Empire. Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday, people, the Rams and the Patriots. Everybody is so upset that the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again, but hey, don't be mad at the winners. But the one thing that's going to be happening this Super Bowl is there going to be male cheerleaders for the first time in Super Bowl history. Let me say that again. Male cheerleaders.
Wow.
Will be cheering on field this Super Bowl. So I'm going to need y'all to get ready. I'm going to need y'all to get ready for it. Don't be surprised. I don't need y'all tweeting. Be ready for two male cheerleaders. It looks like they're on the Rams, if I'm not mistaken. But be ready, because they're going to be out there flipping, and I'm hoping they're going to be fierce. That's what I'm hoping. But I'm going to close it out with some big news, Gina. And I just want to say, before I start it off, Wakanda forever. Black Panther takes the biggest award that SAG could give out, which is the Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Motion Film. Black Panther takes it all for the 25th SAG Awards. I mean, the movie was awesome. They're getting ready to play it for Black History Month. They're going to show Black Panther in certain theaters for free all the month of February. Wakanda forever. I mean, that's all I can say. I'm just going to end it on Wakanda forever, because Black Panther just showed up and showed out. And for them to be a black cast, a black, you know, director, it's just a beautiful thing. So all this hate needs to stop, because black folks is winning. I'm going to need y'all to
I love it. We winning out here no matter what. They can't stop us.
No, just stop it.
They can't stop us. Well, very good. That's good. Thank you so much, Gina G. That is good. It's good stuff. And it is cold as I don't know what. I'm seeing my friends and stuff in Detroit. They don't even want to walk their dogs. Their dogs don't even want to go outside. It's so cold.
They said, I'll just stay here. I'll just stay inside.
No, yeah, I'll hold it. I can't.
It's still summer.
It's still cold. I mean, did you think this on me gonna help all that? No.
I mean, Gina, colder than Antarctica. I mean, come on. That's like
I can't imagine. But Stale Monroe Gant is gonna tell us all about it, because she's tuning in and joining us from Detroit, Michigan. Tell us about this weather that's going on, girl.
Listen, I don't know who ordered this. Gina G, was this from you?
I didn't do it. I'm a Cali girl. I didn't do it.
Listen. I'm like, Lord, I appreciate you. I love you, Lord. I said, but this bitter cold weather is something else.
Yeah, it is. Why?
I know. Hey, Dr. G, man, you got connects. you know, can you
girl, I don't know why he's freezing, y'all. I don't know. I don't know why he allowing y'all to be froze. I don't know. You, Chicago got it worse than y'all, don't they?
Yes.
They about 50 degrees below zero.
Yeah, I was reading something online to where they have to set fires to the railroad tracks in order for the trains to be mobile.
Well, yeah, fire. I ain't never seen that on a train track.
That is
terrible. Gosh. When I saw that on TV, I was like, my God. What the world? Oh, Lord. Well, listen, you know, safety is everything. Be safe out there. Don't go nowhere unless you have to. I hope all of y'all got your food in there. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Y'all neighborhood got to come together and do a potluck. I don't know. But, I mean, who is going out to the grocery store? Is the grocery stores even open with this weather?
If it is open, I'm sure everything is considered the frozen section now. I know that's right. Come on. Give us something to warm us up, then. Give us something to warm us up.
Oh God. Okay, well, let us go. What is your spoken word for the day?
My spoken word for today is I did it with the whole, I guess, the whole emphasis of remembering Dr. King, but I would like to dedicate this also to the Empire Star that was brutally victimized, and just you know, people all over the world who are suffering from bullies and people all over the world who suffer from depression and oppression. And so I want to encourage them on today, and I want to talk about the dream is still alive. Mm. I still have a dream. So forget about what you've heard. Our dream was not deferred. It was just different. We are consciously disturbed by this hard knock life and that vibrating alarm called reality, abrupted and interrupted. That whole let me get mine and get out norm. See, most people seek the public platform only to perform. But for us, being individually relevant is irrelevant and overrated. Self-intoxicated people are subjugated to sellout. Real activists don't solicit stimulus package bailouts. We are passionate about our truth, and contingent protest is less impactful. We snatch those nickel-plated picket signs and stack those in the minefield because our movements are real. It takes a village to embrace a community, but first we must take back the block because God is not mocked. You can't purchase courage from Overstock or Amazon. No guts, no glory. The revolution will not be televised, but be advised that we're out here and we will not subscribe to fear. But our sons and our daughters will no longer die senseless deaths, and they will no longer be dismissed. We run this. The dream still lives, and I still have a dream.
Ooh. Wow. That was good. That was good, sister. That was good.
Dr. Gina, you ain't got to have no attitude with this poem. Are you like,
That was good, girl. It was good. That's what I'm saying. I'm digesting, honey. That was good.
Listen, Dr. Gina, you know you have a son, and Gina G, I believe you got a kid, right?
I do. I have a son as well.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage you both and to our listeners and say this. You know, we've moved from letting our kids enjoy their youth. Now we have to train them and teach them how to make it back home. Somehow this whole thing has become complicated. So I want to encourage you on today and tell you this, that God still sits on the throne, and we have our faith in God, and we believe God's word, and our kids run this, and that's what this poem is about. We don't have to take away our kids' childhood with the senseless fears that the world is trying to impose on us with. So I just wanted to encourage you with that on today and tell you that, you know, there will be no more senseless deaths, and our children will not be dismissed. You know, we run this.
All right. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Estelle Monroe Gantt on Facebook, and for the number 4 Real Gantt, GANTT on Twitter.
All right, Estelle, until the next time, girl. We love having you. Can't wait till you come on again, girl.
Love you, Dr. Gina.
All right, we'll be in touch. Love you so much. All right, so now we got author Erica joining us, and she's full, and she's got a book that she's going to share with us. How you doing, Erica?
I'm blessed, Dr. Gina. How are you?
So well. Gina G, this is one of the ones that was chosen for the Believer's No Judgment Zone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's one of the authors that was chosen to come on and tell everybody about her book. So this is an opportunity now, Erica, tell everybody, what is the book that you have written, the books, rather?
Yeah, so, well, my first book, Believing in Myself, was self-published by myself last February. And I hit the ground running, praise God. I have traveled across the state, inside schools, youth organizations, different programs, speaking and encouraging and motivating our babies to believe in themselves despite obstacles that may come through life. And we all know about obstacles, but to continue to believe in yourself. And so I wrote this book based on a little dark-skinned girl who refused to give up despite what society deems as beautiful, to just continue to believe in yourself and, you know, keep your head up high, follow your dreams, reach for the stars, and believe in yourself. That is my key word. So, yeah, so I love this book. At the end of the book, in which I really love the last page, because it's saying, listen, look out Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift, because here comes, and the little girl writes her name on the line, believing in myself. And the reason why I stuck that there is because our babies are growing up in a society where reality shows and social media have defined what beauty is. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way. You have to look like a Barbie doll. Everybody has to look like a cookie cutter. You have to be a certain complexion in order to be considered beautiful. And the devil is a liar. And so I want all my babies out there to know, listen, you're beautiful despite what society has deemed as beautiful. You know, it doesn't matter if you're short, tall, dark skin, light skin, you have short hair, you are beautiful, you know? And so, yeah, so I'm really excited. It has really gotten a lot of views. The kids really, really love this book. And so to God be the glory, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Absolutely. So I'm on Facebook under author Erica Pullen. P-U-L-L-E-N. You can also follow me on my Instagram page, at Erica L. Pullen. And I have an email address, E-L-P, at believinginmyself.com. And I also have a website, author Erica Pullen. So you can reach me in several ways. Also, you can call me on my business line at 410-905-5201.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, we'll keep seeing you, Gina G, and myself, and anyone that wants to join the Believers No Judgment Zone. You are open. It's open to everyone. You can join in, and it's a place where you can post your things and your whatever you're doing, your books, your music, your organizations, whatever you got going, comedy, mm-hmm. anything and everything, so we can support. Hi, I'm sorry.
I was just saying your own business, you know, business
your own
owners.
Business. Yes. All of that. So we can go ahead and support you. And if there's anything that you want to ask or put on the table for open dialogue, that's welcome too. We love you on the Believers No Judgment Zone. Well, listen, Erica, thank you so much. Please follow her. And I'm just so thankful for what God is using you to do for the kingdom. Okay. We'll see you on the Believers No Judgment Zone.
Right. Thank you so much. I just also want to note that because of everything that I've been through and because I believe in my own self, which is the reason why I continue to write children's books. My next book is called I Am America's Most Wanted, and it's for our little African-American boys so that we can turn America's Most Wanted into something positive, that these little boys can sit out there and say, you know what? I am America's Most Wanted. I will be the next entrepreneur, the next astronaut. So I'm really excited about that. The book will be out next month. And then I just got certified in my certificate from the state of Maryland to open up my own publishing company because I want to bless us. I want to help us succeed in life. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I have a lot of good things coming up. So thank you so much, guys.
That is awesome. So be on the lookout for that. Go follow her and keep up with all of the endeavors that God is ordering her to do. All right, Erica Pullen, thank you so much. We love you. Until next time, we'll talk to you another time.
Thank you, Dr. Gina. I love you as well. Thank you for having me on. Have a blessed day.
No problem. And just God bless you. Can continue to increase you. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we'll be right back with what she say right after these messages. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, the Play, and you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, well, what's going on with what she say?
Well, honey, child, what she say today is brought to you by the no other than Kanye West. Let me just give you a breakdown of what's going on with this what she say. Kanye West is so tired of everybody bringing up his wife, Kim Kardashian's past. You know, everybody keeps coming out saying that they slept with her, that, you know, she was blah, blah, you know, just disrespectful. But what I'm going to say on this what she say, yeah, I said it. You can't change the girl's past, Kanye, okay? Y'all got to stop acting like y'all can change the past. What happened in the past is going to follow you. That's just how it is. It's a record of, like, the dentist got your dental record from when you was 5. Guess what? If you was out here doing what you didn't have no business, it's going to follow you all the way till you grown. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Get over it, Kanye. that's the woman that you chose to marry, although it is disrespectful, I will say, for them to bring it up. But people, you got to, hey, the past is the past. The past is what got you to be who you are today. So you got to embrace your past. You can let it go, for sure. But it will not go away because it sculpts who you are today. So the reason why Kim Kardashian is who she is because of her past. So I just want Kanye to chill. And I want all you other men and women out here chilling. These women out here talking about, well, my husband got 5 kids. And he said, oh, honey, that's past. But guess what? It's still relevant today because he got them 5 kids that you got to help be stepmama to. So I'm going to let you know right now, baby, your past ain't never going to leave you. What they say, you can forget the past, you know, you can forget, but you won't forget. It's the same rule. Your past is your past. It's why you are who you are today. Embrace it. Because if I was Kim, I'd be like, look, honey, this is what it is. Yeah, I did this with him. I was with Nick Cannon. I was with The Game. I was with Ray J. I was with it. And, but guess who I'm with today? You. Who? Guess who my baby daddy is? You. My husband, you. So she needs to flip this whole thing around. But, honey, we can't
he
change
can't
him.
He can't say nothing either. He done been with some people, too. So what is,
but
why is
double
it so sex, upset?
But it's double standard. Now, you know it's double standard now, Gina. Now,
I know, a man can be with 30 women,
and he be the pimp. But a woman can't be with 30 men because then she going to be the hoochie mama. So you already know that's another subject. We're going to hold that for next week.
Yes, we're going to talk about that next time on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Why is it a double standard? We're going to talk about that for all you men. Because I was told that, because, you know, I'm single out here, right? So the one thing is like, yeah, you got to, you know, a lot of men don't want to know a lot of stuff is what I was told. They don't want to know that because they don't want to imagine you with someone else. It's just a problem for them to imagine you with someone else. And then to hear you say it, I was with blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. And for them to say it. Well, Kim
so they could be with 1,000 people, but you could be with 2, and that's a problem.
Oh, you know you done messed up. You been with 2 men? Oh, no. But it's like I said, it's some tape on Kim. So either way she goes, she ain't never going to be able to forget her past. Her kids going to know about her past.
He knew that. But let me tell the people this. I mean, even though he's reacting a certain way, I think it's just because of where he is right now, mentally and emotionally, wherever that is. But I do know that you can make mistakes in your past, but the character and the things that you accomplish will always overshadow that. So even though he's getting upset about it, nobody else is really tripping about that no more because they've done so much great. They have done so many things since then. It's almost like a little pebble of nothing. You know, even though that's the thing that started it, it doesn't seem like I can see that as the foundation because it's not like she kept doing it. It's not like she kept, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not more videos. It's not more, you know, it's not adult toys going on. She's not doing adult content. She's, you know, doing other stuff. So I don't know. I just think people need to focus on yourself and, you know, maybe they're sad. Maybe they're jealous that they didn't keep her.
Yeah, I think it's really tacky for them to bring this up. That's just my opinion, and, you know, we can't force anyone to do anything. But in my opinion, these rappers and everything and these basketballs, they shouldn't even be bringing it up.
It's respect at the end of the day, and I think that's why he's upset.
Because they're bringing it up,
I think he's upset because it shows lack of respect for him more so than just the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because if he really cared, he wouldn't have been with her and married her and had kids. And, I mean, quite frankly, shoot, if he never made another song, they got enough to live off of for a long time. Shoot, they just off of what she done did from what she done did.
Yeah. You are, say it again, from what she didn't did, from what she didn't did. So she did it, okay? Either way we look at it, that baby did it.
Oh, gosh. Lord help us. We got so many other things going on, people. Yes. All right, well, listen, Gina G, what's happening? Where can everybody follow you?
Well, you guys can follow me on all social media sites. It's your girl, Comedian Gina G, and also Gina G Too Funny. You can find me everywhere, Comedian Gina G Too Funny. I will be at the Richmond Funny Bone for Woman Crush Wednesdays tonight with all lady lineup. And next week, I'll be with my girl in Mexico. So I'm excited about that. So keep following us, you guys. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is where it's at. Tell them, Gina.
Wow.
Tell
them. All right. Well, you know you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Gina R. Prince or Dr. Gina R. Prince. You can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, or you can go on the Believers No Judgment Zone. Just join it all. Mm-hmm. Follow me everywhere. Follow us everywhere and keep up with what we got going on, because some stuff is about to pop off in February, and we want you to be a part of it. Dang it, you believe it's February? Listen, we love you so much. We had an amazing show. We had Randy Weston from Judah Band. Love them. So I can't even stress how much I love them. They're just such a breath of fresh air. I just love their energy, their colors, their clothes. I just love them. I don't even know. I can't say it enough. But anyway, they just the bomb. Judah Band, go follow them. Also, we had author Erica Pullen, and we had our girl, our family member on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, poet and minister Estelle Monroe Gant. She was on here giving us some spoken word. And you know me and Gina G been holding it down right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So until next Wednesday, you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we are loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye.